Agenda item 6A1, we are going to open the public hearing regarding applications for well permits. Is there a motion to open the public hearing?
So moved.
Thank you, Director. Which ones?
Either one.
Director Davenport. Second was Director Goolsbee.
Either way.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
So on all these permits that are here that are contingent production fees due, so typically I would assume that that is the driller paid the permit fees.
Correct.
And then you've mailed the invoice for production fees.
Correct.
But you haven't got them.
Correct, because I do not do that until y'all approve them.
Okay, and then how long do we give them for that contingency?
30 days. So but we didn't have a meeting last time, so they were temporarily approved. So some have paid, but some of them, they haven't even drilled yet, if they're not a temporary either. Because we didn't have a meeting last month, so anyone that had their wells, if they could wait, they didn't pay a temporary fee. They just waited until this month. Because some wells, you know.
No, I'm not talking about the temporary fee. But I'm talking about, so that we send the invoice for the production fees. How? What time frame do we give them?
We give them 30 days from the time the board approves it.
And if they haven't paid them within 30 days, then what do we do?
Well, I'll follow up and we'll put late fees. I'll follow up. I'll give them some time to give late fees, maybe 30 more days, if that. I'll go forward with legal action if they don't pay their production fees. But 30 days is a time frame.
Okay, and then after that, they got to reapply again.
Reapply? Oh, yes. If they do not pay, like if they don't pay for their permit, we withdraw it.
Well, yeah, we notify them their permit's being canceled
sure.
from payment. Then we typically, the staff should send one more letter saying,
yeah.
The permit's been canceled. You're now operating yeah. without a permit in violation of the rules.
Right.
You better come in and apply for a permit soon.
Yes.
And if I fail to respond to that, then turn it over to me and I send them a letter, and then I file suit.
Yes, sir.
So they get plenty of opportunities to take care of it before we ever file suit.
I was just surprised. It may have happened. I just didn't catch it that we don't have people that get a permit approved today, and then two meetings from now that they have to apply for that they're on there again because they didn't pay their fees.
Oh no, I'm good at getting those fees.
But
we all are.
I mean, I don't remember anybody the whole time I've been
no,
before.
No, sir.
So you think there's got to be
one
dude out there that doesn't want to pay? Doesn't get his mail where he's supposed to? Or...
yeah, I've never had that happen yet.
So I was just curious about that.
Renewals now. I've had people not renew, and I've had to have him go after them to renew their permit, or we're going to cancel them, but not right off the bat a new one. And then if you wanted to update them on BWA, we had a little workshop meeting with BWA and Patrick and Greg and myself and Mike. Just to go over what their plans were for the future pumping. This is that amendment, that 360 million gallons. So, Patrick, if you'd like, they might be curious about what.
First of all, it probably took 20 minutes into the meeting before I realized that we were not meeting with Gulf Coast Water Authority, that we were meeting with BWA.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're funny. I knew it was
you're funny.
But I was thinking that it was the same group that we met with before.
Yeah.
I get them confused, too.
Well, maybe this is a little different mentality now. Yeah. So they've had these two wells that they drilled over here on 2004 for 2 years now.
Yeah.
They've carried their permit every year for a million gallons. I mean, just a million gallons because they didn't have the pumps and the other things that they needed. So they've requested to amend their permit. I should have brought my notebook in here. To amend their permit to this 360 million gallons. At this time, the reason is that they're fixing to go through a trial period that they're going to pump out of the wells, pump into their filtration system, and flush everything, right? Flush for 30 days, I guess?
60 to 90 days, 3 million gallons per day.
That they're going to flush and basically just dump it because they need to check to see what the salinity is, what the chemical character is, if they change. If the water characteristics change after that,
where does all that water go?
It's going to go to the Brazos River.
So 1 million would go through the RO, that RO plant, and then 2 million would be dumped back into the Brazos
per day.
Per day for 60 to 90 days.
Okay.
Yeah. So what they basically do is they have a test plant to make sure that it'll treat it.
So the this is really deep water, once again?
They're pumping at, one well is pumping at 1,400 feet, and the other well is 900 feet. Remember I gave you the
That's not correct.
It's not? 1,200?
We got numbers from them that didn't...
Let me go there.
That's why I wrote that down.
Where is those?
So is the water that's coming out different, going into the river, is it brackish? Is it?
I don't know. It shouldn't be. We hope not. That'd be the biggest issue. We don't want that salt intrusion.
Right.
So, yeah. So that was Patrick's biggest concern about this well, was making sure that the salt didn't intrude into the fresh water.
The plan is to have that be a brackish groundwater in South Lake. If the groundwater they're pulling up is that brackish, they're going to have to filter out the brackish part. So part of that water is going to be used to flush that away, and that will go into the Brazos River. Now, the whole point of this 90 days is they need to know just how brackish it's going to be, just how brackish the discharge is going to be. So they're testing the quality of the water coming out, and they're testing the quality of the water that they're discharging back into the river.
Now, when this test is complete, where is the water going?
Into the Brazos.
They have to be permitted to discharge that?
Yes, they have a discharge permit through BRA. Through TCEQ.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Yes, they have a discharge permit.
What is it to your dad? Do we have anything here left over? Did we have paperwork left over from the meeting?
No, I gave Patrick
that. No, I took everything.
Yeah, I had to go back in.
Bear with me here a minute. We're pumping it from 1,400 feet down.
But that was my notes that I took.
So there was a 1,400 foot test hole that they ended up with on the screen started at like 560 foot.
Okay.
And stopped at...
where they say they're pumping from and what their driller log says they're pumping from are two different things.
Yes.
So there's one well log that shows that they drilled a test hole to 415 foot, but they're drawing water starting at 917 foot and ending at 1154.
Okay, so my next question, Patrick, was after the test period, where is the water going? This water they're pumping out from?
They have contracts with Dow. They have contracts with, you're talking about the end user? City of Lake Jackson, Clute. I think it was all on that paperwork. They have contracts with people to sell them the surface water.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that is... I'm still trying to figure out what's going on with the water that's heading north.
To Rosenberg and all of that.
Yeah. Where is that coming from? Who's doing that?
All supposed to be surface water.
The other well
that's
is...
That's certainly what Rosenberg told the four events subsided.
The first screen's at 500.
Now...
And the screen's at 61.
Where the water goes and what storage tanks it goes into and which storage tank it comes out. I don't know.
I'm sorry. Yeah, 500.
I don't think that the pumping that's occurring
here 590.
Is going to have any impact on subsidence in Fort Bend. So they probably aren't going to care if that's surface water, groundwater, or a combination of both.
So one thing that I'd asked them, because I was concerned about exporting water, and I asked this question whenever I thought I would be Gulf Coast Water Authority, was do they have that water that's put back into the Brazos, do they have that water sold? So by them putting the water back into the Brazos, are they selling that water to somebody else downstream? Mm-hmm. Which, obviously the mouth of the Brazos is in Missouri County anyway, right? So right. Anybody that picked it up from here, but their answer was no.
Why would that matter?
Well, so it would matter because, like Gulf Coast Water Authority, has canals all over the place. So if they're going to pump out of a well here and put it in that canal... to sell it to somebody in Galveston County, they're exporting the water.
Okay.
And it's a completely different cost. It's almost $10 a thousand, something like that. So that's the whole thing. Oh, yeah, and Gulf Coast Water Authority told us that they were going to be using it in other places. And so that's, that was the big deal. But basically they're exporting it in not a pipeline, but in a canal.
Mm-hmm. That's the difference.
Right. And so that's what my concern was. I didn't want them to be profiting off of this thing out of the county, but I think the mouth of Brazos is in Missouri County, so really whoever buys it from here to there is not considered exporting anyway. Did you write down the percentage the percentage of waste. So if they put 10 million gallons in, they can use 6 million gallons of it. There's going to be 4 million.
Sounds right, yeah.
Yeah, 4 million gallons that was going to be wasted.
Right.
So 60%.
Okay. Well, and I'd heard someone told me there was another pipeline going north out and down there. And I'm just trying to figure out what that was.
The only one I know about is Grass Park Water Authority. Has a pipeline that goes out to Richard Rosenberg, mostly Rosenberg, and also the Department of Justice prison up there.
Yeah, they got a branch that heads west off the.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the Wayne Scott. Yeah.
But they always have that be surface water because they don't want to have to pay us export fees.
Yeah. So, but we don't know of any other pipeline. Heading north out of
there. I think it's just a Rosenberg, and it was the Darrington unit.
Darrington, yeah, that's the one. They're right on the Brazos now.
Mm-hmm. Well, but they have to have treated surface. So, yeah, they piped it. Rosenberg's right on the Brazos River. The Brazos River comes down, flows all the way down here, but they pick it up here, treat it, and they pipeline it all the way back uphill to the.
And put it back in the river.
Well, it goes through the Rosenberg system and comes back out as effluent that goes into the Brazos River.
So supposedly the water they're pumping is salty. You couldn't use it unless you go through the RO system and everything else. So what they're pumping back in the Brazos is their discharge water. It's the everything they have to take out in order to put the potable water through the system.
Is that an environmental issue? Is it what they're taking out and putting back in the river? Is it detrimental or is it?
Well, it's going to be, but that's all going to be regulated by the river authority, whoever's given the discharge permit to put it back. It has to meet certain projects.
If they have a discharge permit, TCEQ determined that it was not going to have an adverse impact on the environment to put that water in the river at that point.
Okay.
Right. What did he say, like 11 feet or 18 feet or something like that? You wouldn't even be able to tell. The dilution was so strong by then. So by the time they pumped it in the river, by the time the water mixed with whatever was there and it made 11 feet downstream, that you couldn't tell the difference. Mm-hmm. It had been diluted. That the solution to pollution is dilution.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised they didn't make them put like a diffuser or something on it so that it would disperse it.
I think it's such a small minuscule amount. And I'm sure that they have certain river flows that they can't do it.
Yeah.
Just because once if the river's flowing a certain cubic feet per
second. But we don't manage making sure they have a permit with TCEQ though, right?
No, sir.
That's all on them, right?
Yes, sir.
So they get busted for unauthorized discharge. That's
on TCEQ. Right. Which they have to report that through their DMRs every month.
Yeah. But if they don't, then we're not anybody to.
All we can do is if we wanted to, we could notify TCEQ if we found out they were.
And we file a complaint.
Yeah, file a complaint.
Now, I will tell you that they did agree. I mean, I feel like that they agreed that if we wanted to have test wells drilled in the area, that they would pay for that.
They were very agreeable.
That they would put that in there. So, like, if
we
did some test wells into the, I think we should.
I think we should.
The shallower aquifers that are there, the ones that people are using around that area, and then to make sure that there's no commingling, that the water quality there doesn't change.
Also, on that note, we have a PAM unit on their site.
20 out packets.
I'm sorry. Take one and pass it if you want. This is real quick. It's about that. That's just the subsidence showing. See, USGS would monitor that PAM at BWA's location. So they have now included us on that information, but you can explain to them what they said.
So there's actually a PAM site out there. Harris-Galveston Subsidence District has been monitoring it. So I reached out to them so we can get that data. That data you're looking at is back starting from 2013 when the PAM was actually installed. Now, there is a two-year gap, about a year and a half gap, because they was doing construction, so they actually had to take the PAM down in order for the equipment to get in when they was adding tanks and all that to BWA. So in 2020, there was no data collected at that time, but the rest of it is from 2013 up to now. And as you can see, it's very, very small cis items.
Even half an inch or
half a centimeter. I mean, it was less. It was about 0.71 centimeters.
Okay.
Yeah, so not even a full centimeter.
So if we're going to require that, does it require board action to require them to put the test well?
We didn't require it. They agreed to it.
Yeah,
agreed.
Yeah, they just agreed.
I said, if you do, would you be willing to do this? He said, absolutely, no problem. So, I mean, If we're going to require it, yes, because it would have to be part of the I don't know if we have the ability to make that part of the permit requirements, you know, like contingent upon the installation of
I guess the way I would word it is, with the agreement to do this, we grant this permit. I mean, if they've offered to do it, we want it, we need it, I think we should make it a part of the... What's your thoughts on that?
So,
the standards we have to meet, we have to follow.
Right, that's what I was about to say. Well, I was just going to say, we need to make sure that legally that we've done it, like you were saying, done it right. So I don't know that we can say, okay, we approve items A through G, except for this one, contingent upon installing these test wells. Mm-hmm. I think at the end of the day that until we amend our rules mm-hmm. to state that if you're asking more than this much water that you have to do this, that they told us that they would.
But at some point, if they don't, we've got to...
Yeah, we need to amend our rules, definitely.
But I'm just saying is we ought to make that sooner me like we ought to drive a stick in the ground.
It's going to be one of you two that digs the well anyways.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I'm scared of all the BS that comes with it.
The bottom line is, yes, we can have special conditions. Yes, we can have rules that require certain things of certain permittees. But we have to be very careful about how we do it. Just the perfect example, the entire groundwater reduction plan system at the Lone Star Groundwater Conservation District was found to be invalid because the judge said there's nothing in Chapter 36 or your Enabling Act that allows you to differentiate between people that pump more than 10 million and people that pump less than 10 million. We can differentiate between historic users, non-historic users. We can differentiate between, you know, ag uses and other uses by the fees we charge and things like that. But we can only do what the statute allows us to do. Now, having said that, we can put anything on a permit they agree to. Now, we have to be very careful about how we word it. We don't want to, you know, make it sound like it's a requirement to get the permit. We're not going to vote for your permit unless you do this. Because then it becomes something that's in the rules. You don't want it to be an exaction.
Yeah. So what would that sound like?
Yeah. So I'm really concerned about subsidence from this thing. Or have you considered putting in a subsidence monitor? Mm-hmm. No, we haven't. You might want to think about it.
Which they have one. So on this aspect, I think that we need to get, you know, into our rules something over a certain amount that this is what's required. You know, if you ask for more than 100 million gallons, you're required for 200 million gallons. You know, or
I like that, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I think as far as this case goes, I think that when we send them the permit or send them an email that says, hey, just want to let you know that your permit was approved yesterday. Michael would like to get with y'all to discuss further about a location to drill the test wells that you guys agreed to drill.
There you go.
And if they push back and say, oh, no, we're not going to do that, then we're going to fix it in our rules later. We really...
Yeah.
I think we could mess up just a little bit and cause a big stir if we put it contingent with the permit because it's something we haven't done before.
Right.
And legally we can't.
You have to treat everyone similarly situated. It has to be treated the same.
Right. Yeah, but since they offered it.
Hey, want to let you know that your permit was approved yesterday. We'd like to know if Michael can meet up with you to discuss the possible sites for the test wells mm-hmm. you know, that you guys agreed.
It sounds like
y'all are agreeable with drilling.
Because if you don't, then they'll forget.
Me
but Greg, is there Remind so me. So the regulation doesn't allow us to Next do week. That, right? To require them to do a test well.
We can make the change. It doesn't require a legislative change in order for us to do that. We can make the rule change through a rule.
We can adopt rules.
Okay.
We can put that standard in there. But we have to find a strong justification for where we draw the line between people who are required to do it and people who are not
required to do it.
And whatever line we draw, somebody on the wrong side of that line might be unhappy with that to file a lawsuit, and the judge might later invalidate.
Okay.
There's nothing in the subsidence district statute that says they can treat people more than 10 million gallons differently than people less. They've been doing it for 40 years. So mm-hmm. it's worked out real well for them. Mm-hmm. And again, you can do anything you don't get sued for. So, but I want to make sure if we do get sued that we win. So if we're going to have a standard that says if your permit is over X, we're going to require additional test wells or whatever, I'm going to need some justification for why where we drew that line and why we drew the line.
Well, the only thing, the handout, I'd just like to ask, you know, it stayed very consistent all the way 14 through 19. We did monitor 20, and it stayed pretty much again until 22, 23. I mean, it's a pretty wide variation from the...
To come at that gap.
No. We're dropped down at the end.
Yeah.
Where it's it goes all the way above, right above the line, or right to the line, and then comes back down. What's the cost for that?
So they are near a couple of Lake Jackson wells, like city of Lake Jackson wells. So they have not been pumping at all. All of the water that BWA is providing to their customers comes straight out the Brazos. They have no wells that are pumping out groundwater at all. So it could be a couple of variables that make that doing. I'm not 100% sure as to why.
I think overall pumping has increased. Hopefully the expansion has been abandoned with the spring swell. Do you have any idea how deep the pan is? 30 or 35 feet. No, the surface clays always shrink swell just with rainfall.
Well, right, but at 30 feet, you still, you're below, you haven't got to the river level yet.
It says outlier boundary 30 feet. Is that what that is you're talking about?
No, that's not 30 feet. That's the... That's the two dotted lines above and below. So it's showing you what the highest and lowest was for each of these readings.
Okay.
Is there anything else I'd like to discuss so we can close the public hearing on these applications? Because they're not approved yet. There's quite a few, so if you have any more questions, please let me know. We'll answer them for you. I think the... most concerning that were different or new, we've gone over.
I just have a general question. What is the average gallons per day for some of these housing developments that are being built?
Per day? I don't know.
They're required by state law, by TCEQ, they're required to be able to, the wells are required to be able to produce 0.6 gallons per connection.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Per minute.
Okay. And county, because I know we've been looking a lot at that data for the regional plan. You know, it varies from kind of the state ceiling of about 60 gallons per person a day up to 250, 300. Most folks are falling probably right around 100 to 150 gallons per person per day.
I went ahead and started from, I thought about you because I think you had mentioned it from now on. It's not going to say other on reason. It's going to have pond irrigation for the lawn. I'm putting that on there for y'all because that makes sense. And it, just because it was always done that way doesn't mean it has to continue. So I'm changing that just so you know. Okay, any more questions regarding the applications? If not, is there a motion to close the public hearing regarding applications for well permits?
So move.
Thank you, Director Davenport. Second. Thank you, Director Moore. All in favor? The next item, I think that's what page?